Robin Griggs Lawrence writes, "According to Japanese legend, a young man named Sen no Rikyu sought to learn the elaborate set of customs known as the Way of Tea. He went to a tea master who tested the younger man by asking him to tend the garden. Rikyu cleaned up the debris and raked the ground until it was perfect, then scrutinized the immaculate garden. Before presenting his work to the master, he shook a cherry tree, causing a few flowers to spill randomly onto the ground. To this day, we're told, the Japanese revere Rikyu as one who understands to his very core a deep cultural thread known as wabi-sabi, emerging in the 15th century as a reaction to the prevailing aesthetic of lavishness, ornamentation, and rich materials. Wabi-sabi is the art of finding beauty in imperfection and profundity in earthiness, of revering authenticity above all. In Japan, the concept is now so deeply ingrained that it's difficult to explain to Westerners. No direct translation exists. All that from the article Wabi-sabi, The Art of Imperfection by Robin Griggs Lawrence in Natural Home, September-October 2001. Wabi-sabi is the title of an exhibition held this fall at the Verve Virtue Studios in Dallas, Pennsylvania, and carried now to the Lindy Gallery in Pittston. Verve Virtue taps into the creative energies of people with special needs, and Gwen Harlman is art director there. She paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about Verve Virtue and wabi-sabi.
Verve Virtue is literally verve, meaning high energy, and virtue, meaning excellence in objects of art. And I think those two words combined really say a lot about what the studio is to our community. It offers a diverse group of artists as well as a diverse group of community that come and get involved with us. And we really are so appreciative of that combination of community and our artists that really add a lot to the community and give back.
And tell us about the organization. There's an umbrella organization.
The Deutsch Institute, yes. Verve Virtue is part of the Deutsch Institute, which has been in existence for 30 plus years as well. And we have been very blessed to have had a resurgence in interest of what we're doing. And we have such great support in the community for the Deutsch Institute and what we're doing. Our mission is to provide Ignaz Deutsch, who is from Israel. He actually started the Deutsch Institute, and his philosophy was to provide leisure and recreation experiences for individuals who might not have the opportunity to participate in viable, meaningful activities. And so having said that, Deutsch has kept that mission going, and we're so blessed to have the studio as a part of that.
Each of your artists is distinctive. Each one has his or her own voice, but there is a certain energy and feel and joy expressed in the work that comes out of your studio.
Well, thank you, Eric. I really have to agree with that. We have over 30 artists that we have the pleasure and honor to work with during the course of the week. We have about 12 artists that come in daily. And having said that, there is diversity in their work, and we work in multimediums. And we're having an exhibit that is actually kind of tying into, I think, a wonderful feel about how we are as a studio and how the community receives us. And it's called Wabi Sabi Revisited. And we had an exhibit called Wabi Sabi, which is perfectly imperfect in Japanese. And it's about the philosophy that we don't cast anything aside by its imperfection. And in fact, it's even more beautiful and special through the way we are able to view it. For instance, a Japanese vessel is broken, and this is the philosophy of the Japanese wabi-sabi message, is that they fill it with gold. So they fill it with something even more important and make it even more special. And so I feel that encompasses a lot of what we do. We take something kind of traditional and make it even more special. And I think to actually have the honor to do this a second time around, hence the revisited component to the show, is that we had the show at the studio in September. And then I was approached by Lee Pauling, who is curating the exhibits at the Lindy Gallery, which is located in Pittston on Armstrong Road. And Lindy Corporation has opened their beautiful offices to artists, and they could showcase their work and what they do. And so I was in agreement that that would be a wonderful place to showcase our work and call it Wabi Sabi Revisited, since we had the show and we still had some pieces left from the show, and then plus. So it's Wabi Sabi Revisited Eclectic Verver 2 style. And so it's the Lindy Gallery for the month. And how it got started is Scott Lindy, who is the owner of the business, thought it would be a marvelous way to pay homage to one of his international business partners from Turkey. He had passed away, and he thought it would be wonderful, because of his partner being philanthropic in the arts, he thought it was a great way to pay homage to this gentleman. And I thought that was a beautiful story on, again, how community works and friendship works, and just the combination of both is important.
Tell us about some of the pieces we might see.
Well, it's kind of an East meets West at this point. So we have a lot of ethereal, colorful, Zen quality type of things. And we actually have incorporated into this show the Encamera, which is the Eastern Pennsylvania Coalition for Abandoned Mine Reclamation. And that's a project that's always been near and dear to my heart, which is about cleaning up the waterways, because water is such an important component in our lives. And so with the Encamera, it is how they harvest the iron oxide out of the streams, and they make it into a pigment. And the pigment, we purchased it from Encamera, and we utilize it as a dye, as a paint. In clay, we incorporated into paper clay. So it's become a wonderful medium for art and artists. And so we did several groups of tiles that are going to be on display. So that's one section of the show, which will be every artist has a tile. So there are 30 plus tiles. And then we have mandalas that are very colorful. So you go from this natural pigment that comes from something that is made into, again, the wabi-sabi kind of component. You take something and make it special. And so we've made the component of the oxide special and into our work. And then we have our traditional dyes and paints and wonderful, colorful items. So it's going to be a quite eclectic show, and a collection of watercolors, and you'll see mandalas and Buddhas, and all kinds of traditional artwork, as well as the avant-garde. We have a teepee. Again, we had the wonderful teepee, and I think this might be its last visit, because I think it's found a new home in France. So we're very excited about that, but it's going to be at the Lindy Gallery. So we have a lot of different cultures represented. We have the Native American with the teepee. We again have the Japanese, Chinese, Indian philosophies. So that's where the East meets West kind of thing. And we have some beautiful representations of the Indian culture through elephants. And it's going to be a beautiful show. We're real excited about it all.
And you all have a lot of followers on Facebook. Your artists are noticed not just in our region, but across the country and around the world.
Around the world, yes. We are an international group for sure. We have pieces in Tibet and Nepal, Ireland, England, Sweden. So we really have represented a vast array of interest in our work. And of course, there are our local peeps here too.
And if people want to have a clue about the wonderful activities of Vervirtu, Facebook, the best place to check?
Sure, Facebook, our blogspot, vervirtublogspot.com. And it has all the galleries of all the artists that participate at the studio. And Facebook certainly is the best avenue, because we showcase an artist a day. And that's something new that we're doing. An artist is chosen every day, and we'll focus on what they were working on and what their interests are.
Gwen Harleman, art director of Vervirtu, an art studio in Dallas, Pennsylvania, speaking with us about the exhibition Wabi Sabi Revisited at the Lindy Gallery here in Pittston through the month. And for more information about the exhibit and about Vervirtu, you may check vervirtublogspot.com. And Vervirtu is spelled V-E-R-V-E, V-E-R-V-E, and Vertu, V-E-R-T-U, V-E-R-V-E, WABERTU, blogspot.com. That's Wabi Sabi Revisited at the Lindy Gallery, 118 Armstrong Road in Pittston. For directions, lindeco.com, lindeco.com. And for more information about the studios in Dallas, ververtublogspot.com.